An excerpt from the boy. Louise contemplates the photo of the shoes. When Louise reaches up into her bedroom closet to find the wrapping paper she keeps there, her hand lands first on the scrapbook full of Brenda's clippings about the Cook murders. Just for a second, she flips through the pages and pauses on the photo of a row of shoes. A tiny pair of Mary Jane's, a little girl's party shoes, three pairs of generic-looking boys' running shoes, a mother's scuffed pumps, and the worn work boots of the dad. Who, she wonders, thought there was artistry in lining up the footwear of a dead family? Surely the murderer didn't amuse himself thus. When she hears Lauren's chirpy voice in the hallway, she stuffs the file under the heap of laundry on the bed and takes the wrapping paper out to the living room. No balloons or birthday cakes for Dan, John tells her seriously, and chooses instead a slick sheet printed with red racing cars. Later, when the kids are settled in front of the television watching Blue's Clues, Louise goes back to the bedroom. She folds and puts away the pile of clothes on the bed, and finally sits down to look at the clippings again. With her eye on the clock, Jake due home in another hour, she skims through articles barely able to read the account of the discovery of the bodies, and finally stopping at the story of Robert Cook's escape from the Pinoca Mental Hospital. A stepson, so jealous of the new family that it usurped his father's love, that he flew into a rage and murdered them all. But did he? Because the articles also offer up dissenting opinion, doubts about the conviction. Hometown still divided on guilt, one headline reads.